doing anything, Julie whined. And keep your hands off my doll, Janet retorted. I'm not hurting your doll. What do you care if I smooth her hair anyway? You don't care. You don't take care of her anyhow. Julie kept the fighting going. Then see how you like it if I give your precious baby a thrill or two. You never take her out for any fun. Janet dangled Julie's doll out the window by one leg. Whee, baby! Don't you love the feeling of the wind in your hair? Julie went crazy. Mom, Janet's gonna throw my doll out the window. Make her stop, make her stop! Janet felt the car slow as Mom put on the brake. Julie needs to be taught a lesson, Janet thought. She's always getting into my things. I'll just let go of her doll and give her a scare. Mom stopped stopping the car anyway, so Janet let go of Julie's doll, and Julie began to wail. Oh my goodness, how would that make you feel? Mom stopped the car and turned to ask the girls, what on earth is going on? She threw my doll out the window, Julie screamed. I only dropped the doll as Mom brought the car to the stop, Janet pouted. She's not hurt, you'll see. Anyway, you started it. You touched my doll first. Mother opened the car door. Julie and Janet pushed their heads out the window. The worst possible scene met their eyes. Julie's precious doll was pinned under the car's rear wheel. Her beautiful dress was covered in mud and the chest pressed flat. Oh, if you ever had a special doll, that would make me really sad. Oh, look what you've done, Julie yelled. I'll never forgive you. I won't, I won't. I don't ever want to play with you again. You're not my friend. And I wish you weren't my sister. Julie began to cry inconsolably. How do you feel when someone hurts you very badly? Usually you feel bad. You just wish you could hurt that person back. Just like they hurt you. You don't want anything to do with them, and there doesn't seem to be any way you could ever be friends again. But God has provided a way for us to heal the hurts between us. The Bible teaches us how Christians live in a relationship with one another. Human beings will hurt each other because of their sinfulness, but the Bible teaches us to say sorry when we've done something wrong, and Jesus helps us to forgive one another when we've hurt each other. Saying we're sorry is not even that easy of a thing to do, and it doesn't happen fast, but it's God's plan for helping us to live together. At first, Janet was so mad at Julie, she didn't want to say she was sorry, but after a while, she began to feel badly about what she'd done. It would be hard to admit she had done wrong. Maybe Julie wouldn't want to be her friend anymore. Then Julie had an idea. Then Janet had an idea. She would give Julie her favorite doll with the hair and the baby bottle. And it was the only way she could think of to show how sorry she was. Meanwhile, Julie was so upset about the broken doll that all she could think of is getting back at Janet. She knew what she would do. She would sneak into her room and rip the hair out of her favorite doll and stomp on her baby bottle with her foot. A little part of her was worried that she might miss Janet as a friend, but right now she didn't care. Quietly, she opened Janet's bedroom door. Oh, Janet, I didn't know you were here. She cried out in surprise. Her plan would just have to wait, she thought to herself. Imagine her surprise when Janet invited her into her room. I'm really sorry I dropped your doll out of the window and she got run over, Janet said. Mom says there's nothing that can be done to fix her. So I want you to have my doll with the real hair and the baby bottle. She's yours now. Julie looked at her friend. She thought about her plan to stomp on the doll. Then she started feeling really bad. I can't take your favorite doll, but we could share her. I'll tell you what, let's play that we're teachers and our dolls are the students. Want to? One thing for sure was Janet never wanted to hurt Julie like that again. Saying you're sorry and forgiving can make it possible for friends and family who hurt each other to come back together and to live happily again. It's God's special gift to his family on earth. He was the first to forgive. His love makes it possible for us to say we're sorry and to forgive too. It's a gift you'll want to pass to your family and friends. I read that story and I just wanted to share it with you. So I hope you guys remember, even when you get upset with each other and you want to do something to get back, that Jesus gave us the gift to forgive and you can forgive each other. You guys can pick up the plates and get the offering. Thanks for being good listeners.